Welcome to Beyond Diversity, brought to you by our sponsor, Walmart. At Walmart, diversity and inclusion aren't just buzzwords. They're core values ingrained in everything we do. With a commitment to fostering an inclusive environment, Walmart is dedicated to creating opportunities for all. Join us as we explore pressing issues in the realm of diversity and inclusion, and together, let's champion meaningful change. Visit your local Walmart or shop online today to experience the difference. Walmart, where everyone belongs. Together, we can go beyond diversity.
Welcome to Beyond Diversity, the podcast where we delve into the nuanced complexities of diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives. I'm Ava Wright, Communications Director of Woods Kavalova Group, and I'm thrilled to be your host on this journey of exploration and understanding. In the wake of significant social reckonings, such as the tragic murder of George Floyd, DEI efforts have surged to the forefront of corporate consciousness. However, as we navigate this landscape of progress, we encounter a paradox that warrants our attention: the prevalence of shame and blame tactics within DEI discourse. In today's episode, titled Unveiling the Veil, Overcoming the Prevalence and Disempowering Nature of Shame and Blame in DEI Initiatives, we'll highlight this often overlooked aspect of the DEI conversation. From the shadows cast by shame to the pitfalls of the blame game, we'll dissect the dynamics at play and explore strategies for moving beyond them. Join me as we embark on a journey of introspection, empathy, and empowerment. Together, let's unravel the complexities of DEI and pave the way for genuine dialogue, understanding, and progress. Welcome to Beyond Diversity. In the wake of heightened social consciousness following events like the murder of George Floyd, diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives have gained unprecedented momentum across corporate landscapes. Yet, within these movements lurks a paradox: the prevalence of shame and blame tactics employed by some proponents, which can inadvertently undermine the progress they seek to achieve. Shame, a potent emotional force deeply intertwined with societal norms and expectations, is often wielded as a tool to compel change in DEI efforts. Proponents may invoke shame to highlight the pervasive disparities and injustices marginalized groups face, aiming to evoke a visceral response that compels acknowledgement and action. Indeed, the shockwaves of shame can reverberate through the collective conscience, stirring individuals and organizations to confront uncomfortable truths and strive for meaningful change. However, while shame can catalyze awareness and introspection, its indiscriminate use risks unintended consequences and blanket applications of shame, whether directed at individuals or institutions, risk alienating potential allies and fostering defensiveness rather than dialogue. When met with shame, individuals may retreat into a defensive posture, shielding themselves from discomfort and avoiding meaningful engagement with DEI initiatives. Moreover, the specter of shame may cast a shadow of guilt over those who perceive themselves as complicit in systemic inequities, hindering their willingness to pursue solutions constructively. To harness the transformative potential of shame without succumbing to its disempowering effects, DEI proponents must wield it with precision and empathy. Rather than deploying shame as a blunt instrument of condemnation, they must leverage it to catalyze nuanced dialogue and introspection. By framing discussions in a spirit of empathy and understanding, DEI advocates can create a supportive environment that encourages individuals to confront uncomfortable truths and embark on personal and collective growth journeys. In doing so, they can harness the power of shame as a force for positive change, guiding individuals and organizations toward a future defined by inclusivity, equity, and justice. Blame too permeates discussions surrounding DEI, often emerging as a reflexive response to the glaring disparities and injustices ingrained within societal structures. Assigning blame for systemic inequities can appear as a tempting shortcut to accountability, a means to identify culprits and hold them accountable for perpetuating entrenched biases and discriminatory practices. However, the reality is far more nuanced and complex than assigning fault to individuals or institutions alone. The landscape of systemic inequities is shaped by a web of historical legacies, institutional policies, cultural norms, and individual behaviors, all intersecting to perpetuate patterns of advantage and disadvantage. In this intricate tapestry, the simplistic narrative of assigning blame fails to capture the multifaceted dynamics, oversimplifying the root causes of systemic injustice. Moreover, the blame game risks exacerbating existing divisions and hindering collaboration essential for meaningful progress. Pointing fingers may evoke feelings of defensiveness and resentment as individuals and institutions recoil from perceived accusations of complicity or wrongdoing. In this defensive posture, the focus shifts from constructive dialogue and collective problem-solving to a defensive stance aimed at self-preservation, further entrenching barriers to collaboration and progress. To transcend the limitations of the blame game, DEI discussions must embrace complexity and nuance, acknowledging the systemic nature of inequities while fostering a spirit of collective responsibility and accountability. Rather than seeking scapegoats or assigning blame, DEI initiatives should prioritize collaboration, empathy, and shared ownership of the solutions. By reframing discussions in a spirit of collective accountability and collaboration, we can move beyond the blame game towards constructive solutions that address the root causes of systemic inequities and pave the way for a more just and inclusive future. When wielded without nuance, the dynamics of shame and blame have a disempowering effect on both the accuser and the accused within DEI conversations. When individuals or groups are subjected to blanket accusations, regardless of their intentions or actions, the natural response is often defensiveness or disengagement. In this defensive posture, meaningful dialogue becomes stifled, hindering the exchange of perspectives and exploring constructive solutions. Rather than fostering understanding and empathy, such accusations can alienate individuals and inhibit their willingness to engage authentically with DEI initiatives. Moreover, the indiscriminate use of shame and blame risks perpetuating cycles of division and polarization within organizations and communities. When individuals feel unfairly targeted or scapegoated, they may withdraw their support for DEI efforts altogether, perpetuating a cycle of mistrust and resentment. Likewise, those who employ shame and blame as tactics may inadvertently alienate potential allies and collaborators, further entrenching divisions within the broader DEI movement. To overcome these disempowering dynamics, DEI proponents must adopt a more nuanced and empathetic approach to addressing systemic inequities. Rather than resorting to shame and blame as blunt instruments of condemnation, they should strive to foster understanding, empathy, and collaboration. By creating a supportive environment that encourages dialogue, empathy, and shared responsibility, we can break free from the cycle of shame and blame and work towards a future defined by inclusivity, equity, and mutual respect. To break free from the disempowering cycle of shame and blame that often plagues DEI conversations, diversity, equity, and inclusion proponents must prioritize nuance and empathy. Instead of resorting to blanket blame or shame tactics, they should strive to cultivate understanding and empathy, recognizing the multifaceted nature of systemic inequities. Embracing nuance means acknowledging the complexities inherent in issues of diversity and inclusion. It requires us to move beyond simplistic narratives of good versus bad, oppressor versus oppressed, and instead recognize the intersecting factors contributing to systemic injustice. By embracing nuance, DEI proponents can foster a more nuanced understanding of the root causes of inequity, paving the way for more effective and sustainable solutions. Equally important is the cultivation of empathy. Empathy allows us to connect with others more profoundly and understand their experiences, perspectives, and emotions. When we approach DEI conversations with empathy, we create space for genuine dialogue and connection, opening pathways for collaboration and collective problem-solving. Empathy humanizes the DEI discourse, reminding us that real people have real experiences and emotions behind every statistic, policy, or initiative. By prioritizing nuance and empathy in DEI efforts, we can break free from the divisive cycle of shame and blame and create a more inclusive and equitable future for all. Let us strive to embrace nuance in our understanding of systemic inequities and cultivate empathy in our interactions with others. In doing so, we can foster meaningful dialogue, collaboration, and collective action, ultimately working towards a world where all value and celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusion. Shifting the narrative from shame and blame to empathy and understanding is essential for empowering individuals to engage authentically with DEI initiatives. When shame and blame are replaced with empathy, individuals feel seen, heard, and valued, creating a conducive environment for meaningful dialogue and collaboration. By fostering open dialogue, organizations can create spaces where diverse perspectives are welcomed and actively sought out. This approach acknowledges that meaningful change requires input from all stakeholders, regardless of their background or position within the organization. Through dialogue, individuals can share their experiences, insights, and concerns, leading to a more comprehensive understanding of the challenges and opportunities associated with DEI efforts. Moreover, collaboration enables organizations to harness diverse perspectives, collective wisdom, and creativity. By bringing together individuals with different lived experiences, skills, and expertise, organizations can develop more innovative and practical solutions to complex DEI challenges. Collaboration also fosters a sense of ownership and accountability among participants as they work together towards shared goals and objectives. Ultimately, empowering dialogue and collaboration is not just about driving change within organizations. It's about fostering a culture of inclusivity, respect, and belonging. When individuals feel empowered to contribute their ideas and perspectives, they are more likely to be invested in the success of DEI initiatives and committed to creating a workplace where everyone can thrive. In summary, organizations can create environments where individuals feel valued, respected, and empowered to drive meaningful change by prioritizing empathy, dialogue, and collaboration. Let us embrace these principles as we work together to build more inclusive and equitable organizations and communities for all. As we navigate the complexities of DEI, let us see the call for nuance and empathy. Let us acknowledge the disempowering nature of shame and blame and embrace dialogue and collaboration as catalysts for transformative change. In doing so, we can build more inclusive and equitable workplaces where all individuals are valued and empowered to thrive. Moving forward, organizations must prioritize ongoing education and awareness-building efforts to deepen understanding of DEI issues and cultivate a culture of inclusivity. This includes providing training and resources to employees at all levels, fostering open dialogue, and creating opportunities for meaningful engagement with DEI initiatives. Furthermore, organizations must implement concrete actions to address systemic inequities and promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in all operations. This may involve revising policies and practices to remove barriers to entry and advancement for underrepresented groups, diversify recruitment and hiring processes, and investing in programs that support the professional development and retention of diverse talent. Organizations must also hold themselves accountable for progress by establishing clear metrics, benchmarks, and reporting mechanisms to track the effectiveness of DEI initiatives and measure their impact over time. This requires ongoing assessment, evaluation, and adjustment to ensure that efforts align with the workforce and community's evolving needs and priorities. Ultimately, creating a more inclusive and equitable society requires collective action and commitment from individuals, organizations, and communities alike. By working together and embracing the principles of nuance, empathy, dialogue, and collaboration, we can overcome the challenges of shame and blame and create a future where diversity, equity, and inclusion are not just aspirational ideals, but fundamental principles that guide our actions and decisions. Shame and blame, though wielded with good intentions, can inadvertently hinder progress in DEI initiatives, leading to disengagement and backlash among employees. However, organizations can transcend these disempowering dynamics by embracing nuance and empathy and fostering authentic dialogue and collaboration. At Woods Kovalova Group, we are committed to supporting organizations in turning their DEI programs around if they aren't seeing progress. Through tailored strategies, education, and advocacy, we can help organizations create workplaces where diversity, equity, and inclusion flourish, empowering individuals to bring their whole selves to work and thrive in a supportive and inclusive environment. I am Ava Wright. Let us harness the power of empathy to drive meaningful change and create a future where diversity, equity, and inclusion are not just aspirational ideals, but fundamental principles that guide our actions and decisions. Thank you.